They used to think that people who dreamt in colour were nutters. And of course, nobody was going to say, I dream in colour and I'm sane. Were they? No. A guy phones up work, tells him he can't come in because he's really sick. Worried, his boss rings him up, says, what's the problem? The guy replies, I've just had sex with my sister. I remember once, I saw this advert in a film magazine. This person wanted to get rid of a huge 50s horror collection. This was back in the VHS days, before YouTube, times when things were difficult to get hold of. And I thought, you know, why not see what he wants from? So I phone him up and we get chatting about films and stuff. And he says how he'd be willing to do a swap because I didn't have enough money. And it turns out that he wants to get rid of them all. And he wants to do it in one big go. So eventually we come to an agreement, part of which includes a copy of Kubrick's Clockwork Orange. So eventually I managed to get round there, and it seems like a nice enough place in suburbia, you know, the sort of thing, roses in the garden and all that. But when I go inside, it's kind of strange, in that, well, this guy's got all these framed pictures of naked women on the walls. I mean, I did my best to ignore it, but, it, you know, it's not so easy when they're there in front of you. He takes us into the front room, shows me his collection of films, and I have to say I was impressed. I mean, a better collection of 50s horror you're never going to see. So he brings in a box of them, I get packing up, and he goes into the kitchen to get me a cup of tea whilst I'm going. Starts talking to his girlfriend and she gets the kettle on. Then he comes back, all overexcited, and wants to see my copy of The Clockwork Orange. I'll give it to him. He sticks it in the video recorder and fast forwards all the way through it. And he turns over happier than Larry, shakes my hand, goes off into the kitchen a couple of minutes later, and his girlfriend's calling through, insisting I stay for dinner. I can't, I call back. Next thing I know, the guy comes out, naked, but for a penny and some lipstick, talking in the voice of what I thought was the girlfriend, insisting that I stay. Stay? You've never seen me move so fast. Shame, really. Some great videos.